Hi, my name is Ruka Ashoba, and I am a product marketing manager here at Prometheus Group. And I'm really excited because we have Jeff Kennard, who is our Senior Vice President of Strategic Partnerships, here today to talk to us about a brand new service that we are rolling out for our customers, Master Data as a Service. And so we're really excited to talk about this and to share this with you all. I'm going to have Jeff kick us off with telling us a little bit about himself and his role here at Prometheus Group.
Oh, that sounds great, Rook. I'm so excited to be here with you and talk a little bit about a new offering that we're doing today with our Master Data as a Service. I've been with Prometheus for a little over 10 years now and really been focusing on the functional side. And now in my kind of a new role on the strategic partnership side, I'm working with some of our biggest customers directly on their pain points, some of the issues that they have around the maintenance and operations space. And a really great opportunity to kind of build new solutions for them and build onto our platform. The latest here is our new approach to master data, so really excited to talk about it today.
Maybe before you get into the new offering, you can tell us a bit about the journey it took to get here and a bit about traditional master data approaches.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. So we started in the master data space around 8 years ago, actually for one of our customers that was doing a big SAP implementation for all their sites. Really typical for a company to embark on a master data cleansing project during an implementation of an ERP like SAP or Maximo. And in this case, we were really looking at it from the traditional sense, and to talk about that a little bit, there's really three main pieces for traditional master data approaches. And the first piece is the taxonomy, selecting that taxonomy, how your data is organized, whether it's a material or an equipment, a vendor master, customer master. These are all the taxonomy really sets how you organize it, how you find the data. It's very important, but a lot of organizations either try to figure out how to build that themselves, or they work hand in hand with a consulting company to kind of build that out. Then you have the cleansing part. This is the big upfront piece where you're taking all the data that you have. Maybe you have different databases, you've got Excel spreadsheets, you're kind of putting it all together and you're going through it line by line, record by record, and you're rebuilding one clean master data set. Really long project, can be very expensive. And once that project is over, what you want to do is try to keep that data clean. So you try to build an ongoing process called data governance, right? This is how we govern our data. Often you'll hear that called master data sustainment. And these are really the three pieces to a traditional approach.
Can you tell us some of the problems with the traditional approach?
Oh, yeah. Like I said earlier, I think the biggest thing that we see, the things that our customers are really complaining about, is just that cleansing project. It's such a big endeavor to do. And most of these companies, you really can't do it on your own. It's such a time-intensive project. And you're in the middle of an SAP S/4 implementation, a new Maximo implementation, and that you're already pulling double duty on your current job and now working on this implementation. You're just not going to be able to take the time out to do that. So typically, you're working with a consulting firm, you're paying them a whole lot on the CapEx side to clean up that data. And once it's clean, again, the sustainment piece is really, really difficult. I don't think that we've ever seen a customer be super happy with the ongoing state of their data. It's very difficult for organizations, and at the end of the day, I think it asks too much of an organization to keep things clean. You've got new folks coming in, you got folks going out, and if somebody needs something, someone needs to add a record, it's just going to happen. It's too much to train everybody on the right processes. So those are really some of the issues. I think one other piece is even getting that taxonomy up and ready. I was actually talking to one of our customers during our strategic advisory panel. They had mentioned that they were trying to do a material master cleanse for all of their sites, but they had such a hard time agreeing on the taxonomy that after many months of just working site to site of trying to come together on taxonomy, they just said forget it, and they cut the whole project. So those are a lot of the issues that we see.
And how does that differ from our new approach with master data as a service?
This is where it's getting really fun. So we are really just turning master data on its head. You know, to me, we're doing it completely different. So instead of thinking about it as a consulting project and kind of a process that our customers have to figure out and maintain themselves, we want to handle the whole thing. You know, we want to handle the cleansing piece and the sustainment piece and really let the customers just wipe their hands of it and trust Prometheus to handle it. So I think really, really exciting. So we're thinking of the cleansing, the governance, all is kind of one service, one solution that we're offering. And we're able to do that because we have a lot of customers that are on board. We've actually done some cleansing projects before. And like I said, during our customer advisory panel, we had a lot of really great discussions with our customers, asking them about their pain points and what they want to do. And a lot of them said, hey, you know, we want a new way of doing this. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we kind of say, hey, you guys focus on what you do best. You know, you're not a data company. You are an oil and gas refinery, or you are, you know, a chemical company, or you manufacture items, right? You're not a data company. Let us handle that. We're a data company. And also, I think let's change the way that we're actually paying for this, right? So instead of just a large CapEx project, let's think about it as an OpEx, just subscription that's part of your day-to-day. And I think this has been really exciting.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit of how it actually works?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about how it works. So, you know, first of all, we have a team of experts, right? We've got folks that have been doing master data cleanses for many, many years in the industry now with Prometheus Group. And like I said, we've been doing master data cleanses for a while. And so these same folks, they're working on this. And in the time that we've been doing master data, right, we have built a standardized taxonomy. And we have a database of these records that we can use. So some of the things that we've done is let's give our customers one taxonomy that they all share. It's a best-in-class kind of industry standard. And we're including the noun modifier dictionary for materials, the nameplate dictionary for equipment, catalog profiles with industry standard object parts, damage codes, cause codes, activity codes. To me, that's one of the most exciting pieces there. We're optimizing the maintenance plans and task lists. We've got standardized measurement points and value thresholds, standard bill of materials based on manufacturer and part number. So all these pieces, it's all there, right? So every company, every plant has these same records, you know, the same equipment, the same materials, the same vendors. They're using all that. So why can't we just have one database that we offer to everybody with one standard, right? And we're also leveraging other industry standards like ISO standards, so ISO 14224, PIDEX, UNSPC codes, and we've built this database that includes all of that that we can leverage. So that's kind of the approach there that we have with the experts. But yeah, we're a software company, right? So we're marrying all of that with this data scientist team that we've built, where we're really focusing on the analytics piece, the machine learning there. So we've got matching algorithms to look at our customers' databases that they send us. You know, here's an export of all my records. We've got algorithms to do the matching. We've got machine learning so that the database becomes more and more robust. And this team working together is continuously improving that database. The more customers that we get on board, the more robust that it becomes. So, you know, it's really exciting. We got these grizzled functional subject matter experts kind of married with the software and data wizards, and it's really a really cool thing.
That sounds awesome, Jeff. Could you also tell us how this is different from some of the competing solutions that are in the market right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, we're really turning on its head. We're doing something completely different in the way that we're thinking about it. So most of the solutions out in the market, it still is that consulting model. You know, there is some software out there that can help during the cleansing and help a little bit with data sustainment. But there's still so much required of the customer at the end of the day, and it's still a large capital project to get the work cleansed. So we want to eliminate all that. We want to handle it. We want to allow our aggregate database and the software solution that we've built to really handle all this. You know, one way I like to think about this is the way traditional companies are treating master data is almost like a treatment to an illness, you know, but the way we're thinking about it is the cure.
So you've talked about cleansing and data governance as an all-encompassing software as a service with master data as a service. So what's next with this solution?
So there's a lot of value already there with the cleansing and the data governance. These are the pain points that we're seeing with customers right now, and they're excited to get on board with this solution. But we're excited about what we can do next, and it all comes down to this aggregate database, like I talked about. So we have all the standards, right? We talked about the cause codes, the damage codes, the standardized maintenance plans and task lists. So it's what we can do with that and how we can offer some of these insights to our customers that are part of this solution. So we want to, for example, we want to deliver some of these aggregate equipment measurements to our customers. We want you to understand, okay, what are the issues that happen with this equipment, you know, or these equipment from site to site to site? Not just our site, you know, we have this equipment at this site and we're tracking the history of it, but what about this equipment across the thousands of sites that use it, right? Let's actually put together a mean time to failure, a mean time between failure that is calculated across, again, all of these incidents that happen. Like I said, if we standardized the cause codes, the damage codes, the object part codes, all of these things, and we're getting all that information from our customers, you know, we have a tremendous amount of information that we can report on, and we can deliver this as optimized maintenance plans and task lists. So, for example, hey, this is what we typically see on this equipment. Here's when it typically fails. Here's why it fails. That's allowing us to put together better plans. Hey, maybe we need to check the lubrication of this every 6 weeks instead of every 8 weeks. Or hey, maybe we're checking this too often. Maybe we can optimize the efficiency of our plant by only checking this every 10 weeks as opposed to every 6 weeks. Those types of things. And this is the stuff that we're going to be able to find with all this information that we've got. We're hoping this will get us closer to true predictive maintenance, which is one of those holy grails that we see. You really can't get this just by measuring your site or your organization. You know, this is something that I feel like you have to have a massive amount of data to be able to do that. Some of the other stuff that we're looking at is how we can take this information and help optimize storerooms. So if we understand the equipment that you have, we understand the materials that you have, we can tell you, hey, you need to have these on hand because this is what we typically see fail, or these are the parts that you need when these equipment fail and that. So some of that proactive monitoring that we can do, again, so difficult for organizations to do that on their own. But if you have someone like Prometheus in your corner, we're going to be able to give you the information that you need to make better decisions.
That sounds really exciting. With that in mind, how do you see this integrating with the rest of the Prometheus platform?
Yeah, I think, look, if you're able to get better data in general, you're going to do a better job with your planning and scheduling, period. But again, with some of this information, we talked about the optimized maintenance plans and task lists. Talked about ways that we can help improve planning. What we're hoping to do is make these recommendations to the planners that are in the field now, or make recommendations to folks that are actually out finding the issues in the plant, right? So if we can make the recommendation, hey, this is an issue that I found on this equipment, this is the damage code that came in, instead of a planner having to build a new work order from scratch, what if they have a list of options that say, hey, based on what your finding is here, Our system tells you that, 80% of the time that this is found, this is what the issue is, and this is how you resolve that. So we would really like to standardize the maintenance process there, standardize the work orders that we're having to do, and make sure that things are even more consistent. So that's one way that we see this integrating with the Prometheus platform. But as you can understand, lots and lots of different opportunities for us.
That all sounds great, Jeff. So what lasting or simple message would you leave with listeners about the ongoing development or future of Prometheus Group and the Prometheus platform?
Yeah, what I would tell everybody out there is to, really take a close look at your data, take a close look at your process, and just be open and honest with yourself and say, hey, is this working? Am I happy with where things are? Take a look at the last cleansing project that you did, and how happy were you with that? And maybe you're about to embark on a big project, an S/4HANA implementation, for example, or maybe you just want to resolve some of these issues now and really do it a little bit better. Like I said, it's a subscription service, so it's a great opportunity to give this a shot, give it a try. Prometheus is excited about getting customers on because we know once you're no longer having to handle master data on your own, it's going to be hard to go back to the traditional way. So yeah, it was really great to be here and talk about this. Definitely get in touch with us at Prometheus Group. We'd be glad to talk to you more about it. Send us a sample of your data. We'll show you how all that gets cleansed in our system and what you're actually going to get out of it back in your system.
That all sounds really great, Jeff. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us today about our new offering, Master Data as a Service. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.